We talked a lot about tariffs before they actually went into effect. Now that some did go into effect on July 6th, what are some of the things that you're seeing?
Soybean prices have been coming down, but it's really just in anticipation of future problems. It's not the impacts of this kind of thing play out over a long period of time. And so there will be all kinds of adjustments in the markets and in trade and in production over time if they stick. So what we're seeing now, the change in soybean price we've seen recently is just sort of anticipation that it's going to get worse. And so it's not that, I mean, we're not exporting beans to China right now. Brazil is. But the expectation is that when ours come in, the exports will be much less and much and more difficult, and therefore the price is already down.
With the threat of potentially more tariffs on top of this, should people in the ag industry be very concerned about these additional tariffs?
I think even the tariffs that we have, if they were to stay into effect, in essence, what it would mean is after, let's say, they were in effect for 3 or 4 years, the initial reaction will be that Brazil will take more of the China market. We might even export beans to Brazil as they take more of their beans and export them to China, because they'll make more money exporting to China because their beans will be 25% cheaper than ours. But over time, Brazil will find it advantageous to plant more area. And that's the real danger. That's the real problem, is that if this stays in effect for a long time, there will likely be a long-term shift of production from the U.S. to Brazil. And that's what our analysis indicates, is that over a period of years, if this trade war were to continue to be in effect, and the tariff on soybeans in particular in effect, that there would be shift. And once it shifts, it's hard to get it back.
I've talked to a few ag groups who say that they're hoping for a quick resolution. Do you think that is possible?
I'm hoping it's possible. And mainly right now, I'm hoping that it doesn't escalate further. If after 2 months these new tariffs go into effect, the further out you are, the harder it is to backtrack on both sides. We put our 34 tariff on $34 billion. They put theirs on $34 billion. Now it's what, $200 billion more or something? I don't know. The more that gets on the table and gets actually implemented, the harder it is to back up. We've seen this in the Marl tariff in the 1800s, and then the Smoot-Hawley tariffs. They go up, and it takes quite a bit of time to negotiate them all back down again. And the damage that's done in the meantime can be quite significant.
Anything we didn't talk about that you want to make sure is mentioned?
I think we talked about it, but one of the things about the soybean tariff is that the economic damage that's done to the U.S. and to China is about the same. So it is lose-lose for both the U.S. and China. And China loses because in the U.S., the loss is mainly U.S. soybean producers, which means U.S. agriculture, because corn and soybeans are produced by the same people. But in China, since they import 85% of their beans, it's all the consumers of those beans that are now paying higher prices. So that means the livestock producers, it means the crushers, it means the consumers of soybean oil as vegetable oil, and on and on. So it's a more dispersed set of losses in China than it is in the U.S., but it still adds up, and in our analysis, it adds up to the same number, $2.6 billion a year. And the winner is Brazil. And they win to the tune of about $2.2 billion a year. So I think it's really important that we understand that there are grounds for negotiation. China, soybeans are so important to China that they're losing as much as we're losing. And so given that, and given that they know that, and this study we've done has been reported in China, it's been reported in Japan, it's been reported really all over the world. And so they know that they're losing as much as we are. And so there should be grounds for negotiation. Whether it'll happen or not, I don't know.